Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 12 of 1 John chapter 2. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins have been forgiven you on account of Jesus' name. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I have written to you, children, because you know the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God remains in you, and you have overcome the evil one.
When we come to Christ in humble repentance and faith in the sufficiency of his sacrifice, all our sins are forgiven. They will never be held against us, because Jesus took our sin and guilt to the cross and bore the penalty of God's wrath on our behalf. Then, when we're quick to confess and repent of our sins, there's no reason to hold on to guilt or live in shame. Yet sometimes we're bound by self-reproach long after the feeling should have been resolved. Satan always looks for opportunities to accuse us. Sometimes his accusations are about transgressions we've already confessed. But God has fully forgiven us, so we must also forgive ourselves. Otherwise, we remain vulnerable to the torment of guilt as well as to Satan's condemnation. How can we tell where a feeling of guilt comes from? God-given conviction focuses on a specific sinful action or attitude, whereas the enemy's accusations are usually generalized and directed at us and our worth. Remember, the devil's purpose is to degrade us so we'll live in shame and uncertainty about God's love. Whether your sense of remorse is true or false, it needs to be dealt with quickly. The feeling won't just go away. So stop running and face the source of your guilt. When you believe God's promise to forgive, your captivity ends, and you can resume walking in the joy of the Lord.